Hey, honey. Well, this is a little awkward, but I really want to give it a shot because, well, I care about you and I want to do the things that make you happy. So, I'm going to try talking dirty to you from just my imagination. I can't guarantee that my mind is going to stay focused, but I hope this works. So, I've had this fantasy in my head
I guess it's been here in my head, technically.
where we're in a big bedroom.
Not too big, mind you, but bigger than the one we currently have, and with different furniture. It wouldn't be unfamiliar, but it would be kind of different. Oh, and actually, you're not there yet.
Where I'm in a big bedroom.
I think one lamp, maybe two lamps are on. I like indirect lighting. Well, you already know this, so it wouldn't be very bright, but you know, we could see each other and make our way around without bumping into furniture.
I'd be laying in the middle of the bed on top of the covers.
Preferably, I wouldn't want to lay in the direct center of the bed, maybe off to the side a bit so you knew you were welcome too. And I don't know why I would be on top of the covers. Clothes are just too much of a hassle. I want to be underneath the covers already.
I'd be laying on my side of the bed, already under the covers.
Why wouldn't I be naked? I mean, it makes the most sense to not have to hassle with my clothes.
Already naked under the covers.
And maybe they'd already be warm by the time you got there, since I know you can't stand cold covers.
Then you sneak in without warning.
That kind of makes you sound like a burglar.
I'm waiting for you to walk in.
How long is a reasonable time to wait in this scenario? Is it seconds? Minutes?
As I waited,
I'd probably wait about 5 minutes before I started to get cold.
I'd start to think about you and about what you might say when you walked in.
She'd probably wonder how long you had been waiting there.
And I'd just shush you
Well, that just sounds rude.
and tell you to take off your clothes
Why are you assuming she's dressed? She might be naked.
and invite you into bed with me.
She might be hungry. She might be tired. What if she has to go to the bathroom first?
And once you climbed in,
Crawled in, like hands and knees?
I'd put my arms around you,
I assume you'd be facing each other at this point.
stare deeply into your eyes,
Which is ultimately a matter of inches.
and purse my lips against yours in a tender, welcoming kiss.
This I can find no fault with. Kissing is good.
As we continued to kiss,
Don't forget to breathe.
my hands would be exploring your body.
For proper exploration, I typically invest in a paper map, compass, and detailed itinerary, but I suppose I'd make an exception with the place I was familiar with.
Caressing your shoulders, my hands running down your back.
You know that one hand is going to move easier than the other, right? She'll be pinning your arm under her body, which means you can't move the other too well.
Pulling you closer with my arm underneath you, my hand reaching to stroke your hair.
Maybe she got a haircut, or did she leave a hair tie in?
Then my long fingers stroking over your jawline, down your neck to caress your breasts while I lean in, still kissing you.
Did you remember to trim your fingernails or put lotion on your hands before you got into bed? You did just do a lot of yard work. Maybe she wants a sensation of sandpaper hands across her body. At least your lips are soft, hopefully not chapped.
Our tongues beginning to flick inside each other's mouths gently, passionately.
Now, I always wanted to ask if the saliva I generated during this part was off-putting.
Not caring about anything else at this point.
Pretty soon I'll have to climb on top. I hope she doesn't notice I didn't trim my toenails.
I wouldn't be able to help myself.
So, would you ask her for help then?
Turning my body over to lean against you, putting you under me.
Be sure to stop turning or else you'll get dizzy.
My hands would hold you close, inching down your body while we felt each other getting more turned on.
And your third arm keeping you steady since both of your arms are occupied?
I'd shift my weight down to press my pelvis against yours.
Really, this isn't shifting your weight as much as using your muscles to pivot yourself.
Feeling your body reacting. You feel so good.
Yeah, she does, doesn't she?
Letting your legs part, sliding myself against you.
It wouldn't be a slippery slide because of you.
And just grinding my body slowly so you are sure to feel my arousal.
I'd have to be careful not to touch you too many places, because I would want you to focus on this one feeling and not to distract you.
I would hold your hips open to me.
See, this is what I'm talking about. That's too many places.
Pin you down as I eased myself inside you.
Now you tell me. Pinning down is different from holding. At least you're maintaining control.
Losing control of my desire. Feeling your body tensing around me.
So much for control. I always wonder if maybe I shouldn't be adding to your tension. But I guess you have to add to the tension in order to relieve it, don't you?
I press my lips into yours as our hips shift closer and closer. Thrusting slow and deep. Feeling your warm air inside my mouth.
At this point, I can't figure out which sense this is triggering. Am I tasting your breath? Sensing warmth is also touch-related, isn't it? Or do I hear you breathing more shallow because of how deep I am inside you? Maybe it's seeing your nostrils flare as you exhale.
You're already so wet for me. And I feel it with my cock inside you. And I see it in your eyes.
What are you doing?
And all of me focusing on your satisfaction, on our shared pleasure.
I can't think straight. I can't speak.
The desires of my brain coming to life while I hold you, make love to you, quieting the voice in my head. All of the moments I've spent between breaths, between thrusts, these endless thoughts flooding my dreams, and feeling you so real, so right, in my arms. Watching your eyes shut, your mouth pursed open, whimpering for me. My hands caressing you, holding you tightly in this tiny bundle. In feeling your hands reaching, stretching to press your fingers against your clit, and my moans muffled as my face tucks into your shoulder, grinding harder. Inside this fantasy, turned to reality, and between my moans, I turn to whisper in your ear, I fucking want you so. Until I begin to lose control, my whispers turn to intense groans, building harder until I can't hold back. I need to come inside you, to come with you, the way we always have. My body moving with you. The pressure of my thick cock driving inside you, through the waves. It's the intensity. Feeling our simultaneous, tumultuous, perfectly synchronized orgasm. Then not wanting to stop. Pushing harder through my pulses. Gasping for breath. I'm smothering you in kisses while I feel you wrap your legs around me. Oh, the closeness magnified, maintained between us as I gyrate slowly, smoothly inside you. You always make me lose my mind. My body. Knowing where to go. Until your eyes meet mine again.
What the fuck's happened?
And your hands wrap around my face, cradling my head.
I don't know why I was so tight before.
Feeling your soft touch, caressing me, pulling me in for a kiss. While I'm still inside you.
When my mind already knows the truth about us.
And the rhythm of our hearts beating together as my chest presses into you. Understanding the truth. We do belong together.